This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1679. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded July 24th, Alaska, Anguilla, Australia, Belgium, Bolivia, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, Cuba, Ecuador, Ethiopia, Europe, France, Germany, Guatemala, India, Indonesia, Israel, Italy, Korea North, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Saudi Arabia, Serbia, South Carolina, Taiwan, UK, USA, Uzbekistan, unidentified, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. More to last week's story about HARP closing down, the ionospheric research facility in Alaska, beaming signals straight up into the ionosphere on shortwave. The impression may have been given that it was closing down for good, but that does not seem to be the case. Adding to the ARRL report, K4EJ says, the facility previously under U.S. Air Force control had been transferred to DARPA with a multi-million dollar upgrade planned to be manned by private contractors, effectively transferring control of the facility from the military to private contractors who are not under the Freedom of Information Act, buried one level deeper. And John Wesley Smith sends a story from Alaska Dispatch, July 17th. The shutdown is reported to be only temporary, shuttered sometime between late May and mid-June. Air Force officials are hopeful it would open and resume operations in mid-August. DARPA has a sizable funding block allocated for additional ionospheric research in the fall of 2013, so it will likely have to be open for that. The shuttering of HARP has apparently arisen from a contractor regime change. Reportedly in talks to take over the contract is Regional Alaska Native Corporation, spelled AHTNA, which oversees the area of Gakona where HARP is located. In the NASA flash sheet, editor Mark Taylor in Wisconsin was surprised to hear two preachers at the same time on the same frequency, 11775, July 20th at 2130. Of course, that's the Caribbean Beacon carrying Melissa Scott or Dr. Gene Scott. However, he was hearing Brother Stare as well underneath and figured it must have been crosstalk in the satellite feed. In the British DX Club, Russ Cummings was also hearing Brother Stare on 11775, July 22nd at 2030, and over there it was on top of the Caribbean Beacon. In fact, oblivious of the fact that Anguilla has been on 11775 forever until 22 UT, MBR has put Brother Stare on the same frequency via the Now in Germany site. According to HFCC registrations, between 20 and 22, it's beamed southward toward Africa. Since July 21st, we've confirmed that Radio Australia has dropped broadcasts in Chinese and Indonesian, but the frequencies previously carrying those have stayed on the air, switching to English. There have also been a number of changes in the programming schedule in English, as they're integrating more programming, which is actually a simulcast of TV soundtrack from Australia Network Television. For example, weekdays between 13 and 14 UT. However, I see on the apparently updated program schedule from Radio Australia, they still have some of their own shows, or ABC Radio National at 12:30, for example, when we hear them well in North American mornings on 9580 and 12065. And it's probably no coincidence that Radio Australia has now stopped issuing QSL cards. Ian Baxter in New South Wales says, I'd heard it recently from John Wright of ARDXC that this would probably be happening. And as I recall, he'd already been the QSL manager for Radio Australia as a volunteer, since they have not wanted to bother with it themselves for some years. But here's the message that Vikram Keshwala got and posted on his blog, July 22nd, from Radio Australia. He heard it in the UK and sent them an online report. And they came back saying to him, at the moment, Radio Australia is not issuing QSLs that came from the transmissions unit. So by that phrasing, I guess they're leaving the door open that at some other moment they might resume. Belgium put an end to its official external broadcasts on shortwave years ago. But from time to time, some private entity shows up on shortwave via transmitters elsewhere. This one occurred on very short notice, so we couldn't warn you in advance. It's called RTR2. It was heard by Acker Peterson in Denmark, 20 hertz above 12035, July 20th, until sign-off at 2001 UT. It was in German, playing pop music. And they mentioned that they're reactivated on shortwave, but they were broadcasting only on July 20th at 14 to 20 UT and the 21st at 11 to 14 UT, believed to be via the Bulgarian site in Kostenbrod. Also heard by Arnaldo Slein in Argentina on the Kondish list, but this was on 12035 at 1120 to 1150 UT, July 21st. At the time, there were also some short announcements in English. The exact name of this is not clear. He reports it as RTR Radio Europa rather than RTR2. There was also news about this in German via Wolfgang Büschel, BCDX. According to this, although they have a phone number in Belgium, they also have a postal address in Germany, so it's not quite clear which non-country this should be filed under. The German address is in Röttgen. Also, the first test on July 20th was with a 25 kilowatt transmitter in Bulgaria, and the second test on the 21st was with 50 kilowatts. Thomas Nielsen, Shortwave Bulletin in Sweden, and I are frustrated by the disappearance of what we believe to have been a reactivated Bolivian on 60 meters, as I mentioned before, about a tenth of a kilohertz below 4958. We'd been hearing carriers, but hardly any audio around 0100 UT until about the middle of July, but not even a carrier since then. Bob Wilkner's anonymous friend in Florida, XM, says the threshold signal was peaking around midnight UT as the day was changing from July 12th to 13th. And Bob Wilkner himself said they were not favoring us with a decent signal, although there was something there July 12th between 0930 and 1000. Oh, in case you're not following this, the station had been definitely identified by South American listeners as Radio Difusora Tropico in Trinidad, Bolivia. Dave Volkren, Pennsylvania, has been DXing some Brazilians, and among them these reported to Hardcore DX. 20 hertz below 4775, Radio Sora Congonhas, on July 15th at 2350. He thought he heard an ID as soon as he tuned in. It was still going at midnight 21 UT and midnight 35, and then a full canned ID at midnight 40. The signal went off the air just before midnight 48 UT. This was a station formerly known just as Radio Congonhas, but now the name before it is spelled S-O-R-A. He also reports on exactly 6,000 kHz Radio Guaíba, Brazil, July 14th at 23:29. Many mentions of São Paulo and of Guaíba at 23:32 and an ID at 23:34. He says it's one of the tougher Brazilians not heard in a very long time. Glad to finally get an ID on it. For those who still have AM stereo receivers, there are a few stations still broadcasting in AM stereo, not to be confused with HD radio. Visiting Michigan, Carl Zuck found that CFCO 630 in Chatham, Ontario is one, playing country music. Another is WLS 890 Chicago, even though they're mostly a talk station. Among the many daily anomalies of Radio Havana, Cuba, I found this one especially enjoyable. July 19th at 05:39, I found the 6165 RHC English frequency instead occupied by digital noise and spy numbers in Spanish. That's the same as ordinarily heard only on 5855 at that hour, which was also on the air. It's more evidence, though none is needed, that RHC is an integral part of the Cuban spy agency DGI. The transmitter sites are shared, and the feed inputs can be mixed up. This must be why we don't hear Radio Oriental Tena Ecuador very much in our evenings on 4781.67. Thomas Nielsen in Sweden, Shortwave Bulletin, found it was on the air July 11th at 23:57, but went off at midnight 1, 4 minutes later. You may have a better chance in the morning, at least if you're in Florida. Bob Wilkner reports 4781.6, July 19th, with lovely music, an announcer in Spanish from 10:05 and still fading out around 11:05. Ivo Ivanov reports a new clandestine in Amharic jammed by Ethiopia via a secret transmitter, 1930 to 20 UT on a different frequency from day to day, ranging from 15150 to 15180. Heard as an NID by Dave Vaco, Pennsylvania, July 23rd, on 15180 until 1957. As you may have noticed on some other program, Chris Lobdell hears lots of pirates, not only from North America, but since he's in Massachusetts, also from Europe. Mostly on the 6 MHz band, but this one stands out since it was on 7600 in the AM mode, July 20th at 2312 past 2330. Pop music, of course, no ID, but according to Ian's chat, it was Sunshine Radio. Radio France International has lost its only shortwave broadcast in English. Although it was only by pure luck that they had them, not having made any effort to obtain them, since they were on WRN, relayed by WRMI on 9955, daily at 05 to 06 and 9 to 10 UT. But Brother Stair has returned to WRMI many hours per day, keeping them on the air all day long, but now the silent period has been changed to 05 until 10 UT. So RFI and many other WRN programs in between are gone, although of course still continuing on the WRN and WRMI webcasts. This may have been a fluke by the occupiers of ERT in Greece, but worth further checking. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says ERT was observed on July 21st with an English program instead of Greek at 13 to 1315 UT on 9420. No signal on the other frequencies, 9935 or 15630. On July 23rd, we got some good news from Edgar Madrid of Radio Verdad 4055 in Guatemala. He says, I am happy to inform you that I went to Guatemala City today, and the government granted me 20 more years for my shortwave frequency of Radio Truth. Please spread the word. That, of course, is 4055. He says, I was surprised, as they were supposedly only granting 15-year licenses. We still hear it any evening, the noise level permitting, on 4055 until sign-off shortly after 0600, although it's earlier on UT Mondays. Bob Wilkner in Florida confirms they're still coming on quite early in the morning there, on the air already at 0930 UT, July 12th. He says the signal's strong enough to be local. NDX India, Joe's Jacob from Hyderabad, recently visited northern India and reports on the status of some All India Radio regional stations. Le on 4660 kHz was heard with much better clarity than at home, since he was quite a bit closer. Generally fair to poor signals, but modulation was much better when songs or music were being played than on studio announcements. Gangtok Sikkim was back on the air 4835 until sign-off at 16 UT on July 20th, but reception there was only poor. Itanagar 4990 was also back on the air until 1600 with fair reception. Following stations, I'll just give the frequencies, are still not being heard. 7295, 5050, 4940, 7280, 7420, 4775, and 7335. However, someone else has heard Aizawl on 5050, Gautam Kumar Sharma in Assam, so they may be on the air at low power or with a poor antenna. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio, number 1679. Our website brings you a lot more info, worldofradio.org. Our thanks for financial support from Fred Jodry in New York, who sent a U.S. postal money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Although reception was terrible on July 23rd, Ron Howard in California says he did hear a sporadic appearance of Radio Republik Indonesia Wamena on 4869.92 from 1137 to 1208 UT. In DX Magazine of the Worldwide DX Club, editor Walter Eibel says, Galei Tzahal, Israel, seems to be on the air not daily. 50 Hz below 6885 is heard mostly in the late afternoon and night, while 15850 is best in the late afternoon in Europe. Over 2 months ago now, since it was delayed to appear in print in the NASA Journal, Richard Parker in Pennsylvania reported an NID pirate on the standard frequency 10,000 kHz in the AM mode, May 17th, before and after 0330 UT. Music was being played, interfering with WWV, WWVH, and even PPE in Brazil. Patrick Robich in Austria explains, this is the Italcable time signal station from Italy, which may be a pirate. The music stops for them to retransmit the official Italian time signal from Torino. Although Richard did not report any announcements in Italian, they may have been obscured by time announcements at the same time from the other three stations. The music he mentioned is typical for Italcable. Mike Barraclough forwards news from North Korea Tech as of July 23rd that having been removed after a few weeks due to poor reception, the on-demand service of audio from Voice of Korea is back via WRN, and now it's satellite-fed audio rather than recorded off shortwave. Here's an unexpected and very welcome reactivation, but maybe only temporary. Ron Howard reports NBC New Ireland, Papua New Guinea on 3905. July 19th from 1155 to 1320. He says, I last heard them in late March, mostly in talk pigeon, the normal Pacific region music, and NBC News started late at 1202 and 1303, parallel to 3205. Great to hear this one back on the air again. Annie heard it also the following few days. It was also heard by Christoph Ratzer in Austria, shortwave bulletin, a few hours later, July 19th at 1900, and by Thomas Nielsen in Sweden at 1930. Poor signals, and they weren't positive of its identity, but not many broadcasters on 3905. Ron Howard says they had special programming for some type of ceremony regarding New Ireland, heard July 21st from 1238 to 1340. That was their third consecutive day on the air, and then on July 22nd from 1120 to 1328, he gleaned the following. On July 23rd would be a celebration of New Ireland Day being held in Port Moresby. They kept referring to that during their programming the day before. Very enjoyable listening. Unfortunately, reception was very poor on the actual New Ireland Day when he tried to hear the event itself. Ron Howard also notes that NBC Bougainville, which had been silent on Sundays, remained on the air July 21st at 1221, and that caused it to mix with Indonesia. On 3325, that is, although there's slightly different frequencies, in shortwave bulletin, Christoph Ratzer reported that Palangkaraya is close to 3325, while Bougainville is about 112 hertz low. Thomas Nielsen put it at 111 hertz low when he heard it during his evening, their morning, at 2007 UT, July 15th. Radio Chasqui, Urawama, Peru on 5980 relies on an automatic timer to turn off their shortwave transmitter. It keeps precessing about 5.25 seconds later every evening, and it almost reached 0106 UT when on July 21st they finally reset it. It was already off the air half a minute before 0100. Then it resumed the 5+ seconds later. However, on July 24th, it skipped quite a bit later. That was very unusual. It cut off at 46.5 seconds past 0100. Wouldn't you know it, following last week's report from Ruman Pankov, Bulgaria, that Saudi Arabia had started a new English broadcast of more than 2 hours, starting before 0800 UT on 17785. He heard it 5 days in a row. It was gone again as of July 16th to 20th. In fact, the frequency was completely off the air instead of going back to French, which had been the case before July 1st. So, what's next? International Radio Serbia was missing again just before 01 UT, July 23rd, from the North American service on 9685. I suspect they do not have a serious commitment to shortwave broadcasting. A few weeks ago, they were apparently off just because of some holidays, or it could be some more serious energy or transmitter problem. Now, under South Carolina, none about Brothers Scare I mentioned earlier, a new broadcast on 11775 from Germany, colliding with Anguilla. I monitored July 24th at 2000 and found Anguilla was off the air. That's not too unusual, but perhaps they deliberately turned off to monitor the competition. Here we could barely detect the Brother Scare signal from Germany starting up. DX Remix News Bulgaria also reports some more new transmissions for the Overcomer Ministry via a secret hidden transmitter site at 18 to 22 UT on 9700 and 19 to 21 on 11850. Kai Ludwig says 9700 is weak and 11850 booming in Germany, and they're far from being synchronized, about 12 seconds apart. The modulation also differs. Furthermore, the revived transmissions of Brother Stare via WRMI 9955 are as follows: weekdays at 14 to 23, Saturdays at 16 to 21, and Sundays at 15 to 19 UT. That adds up to 54 hours per week, only about half of what they had been earlier in the year, but still plenty. And that means one of our World of Radio broadcasts via WRN, via WRMI, is no longer on 9955 Saturdays at 17:30, but the other three are still on the schedule unchanged. Over here we have a hard time hearing the clandestine Sound of Hope, thanks to all the CNR1 jamming, or occasionally still Firedrake. However, Hiroshi via S. Hasegawa in Japan says he confirmed 66 mini-power Sound of Hope frequencies via Taiwan July 18th between 07 and 10 UT. Not clear whether he was also hearing jamming part of the time on them, but the entire list is in the new DX Listening Digest, the lowest being 9200 and the highest 19970. And furthermore, most of the frequencies vary somewhat, unlike the jammers. On July 20th, a program on BBC World Television called Weekend World visited Caversham Park, which means BBC monitoring. Fortunately, we may now see it via a YouTube posting, the exact link in the new DX Listening Digest. There's been more rather heated discussion about U.S. government external broadcasting, especially at BBG Watch. In fact, they have finally taken on Kim Andrew Elliott, who has a private blog, as they put it, where he expresses his opinions about the extensive duplication of effort between Voice of America and the surrogate broadcasters. BBG Watch, however, maintains that the surrogate broadcasters are needed, doing a much better job of covering the specific countries in question. You can also read some of that in the new DX Listening Digest. Another opinion appeared in the Wall Street Journal by someone with the unlikely name of S. Enders Wimbush, titled The Fading Voice of Liberty, A Dysfunctional Broadcasting Board of Governors Hampers America's Radio Message Just When the Need for It is Urgent. Thanks to Mike Cooper, David Cole, and Sudipta Ghose for sending that on. And be sure to read the comments appended before forming your opinion. Regarding the scheduling of World of Radio on Area 51 via WBCQ 5110-Variable CUSB. Sorry for the confusion. For a while, we thought World of Radio would be changing to 0200 UT Saturdays as a firm time, but that is not happening. We remain at 0130 variable, following Alan Weiner Worldwide. However, because of storms in the area, we missed that broadcast, or almost all of it, last week. So Larry Will played World of Radio at a special time, UT Sunday at 0230. But that was just a make-good. Look for us normally still around 0130 on UT Saturdays. World of Radio also continues to be broadcast most of the time, Saturdays and Sundays, around 2330 UT on transmitter 2 of WTWW 9930. Also at some variable times earlier in the afternoon on other days of the week. On Wednesday the 24th, we started at 1945. On July 22nd, I found that WWCR had finally glommed on to the frequency abandoned by WYFR, 6115, during Worldwide Country, UT Monday at 0111. However, the next day, they were off 6115, so it must have been just a test, back on 6875 before 01, and then changing to 3215. In medium wave circle, Steve Witt forwards news that Art Bell is planning a comeback. No details yet, but keep an eye on his website, artbell.com, or the links to his Facebook and Twitter. We wonder whether he's managing to get back on Coast to Coast AM, replacing George Nouri, or with some other show. Not all Chi-Com CNR1 jamming is against broadcasts into China in Tibetan or Chinese. We also find it on frequencies listed for BBC's Uzbek service at 1300 to 1330, such as 17510, July 23rd, and 15330. The third one, which is presumably also jammed, is 17735. How lucky the Uzbek dictator Islam Karimov is. He's been in power since 1989, to have a friend like China to jam broadcasts in his language from abroad. He's supposed to be an ally of the U.S., but has a few problems with the U.K. Look up Islam Karimov in Wikipedia. In the unidentified category, Dave Vaco in Pennsylvania, Hardcore DX, has been hearing something on 10 hertz below 4710, July 19th at 0706. And also on July 18th, around 10:01, seemed to be Latin American, but it faded quickly. Since there is no known Latin American fundamental on 4710, I suggest it could be a third harmonic of something on 1570. On 7345 LSB, Jack Metcalf in Kentucky, UDXF, heard a Mark Twain story, Huckleberry Finn, being read from 1555 until it went off at 1604 UT. It turns out it comes from a LibriVox recording. Propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 12 and 3, July 26 and 27th. Solar flux peaking 135, August 1st and 2nd. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1679.